Smile. 90.4 FM.
I made an epic fail in primary school, and it's so tragic that you are welcome to have a laugh at my expense. So I have to start off by saying that I've got quite fair skin. I've always been a little bit self-conscious about my white legs. I can tan most of my body, but for some reason, not my legs. So in primary school, our summer uniform was a little frock, and I was always kind of hiding my legs, right? And when I was in grade 7, I discovered self-tan.
Oh no.
And I asked my mom, please, can she buy me a bottle of self-tan? And she did. And so that night after my shower, I slathered the stuff on, like real thick. I went large. I almost used the whole bottle. So the next morning, as if by some kind of miracle, it had worked. And I was so excited. Like, I can't even tell you guys. Like, I couldn't wait to go to school. No more draping my jersey over my legs at assembly. No more sitting cross-legged on my chair in class. I was tanned. Like, proper, proper tanned.
Oh.
So I marched into the school grounds that morning, a little bit of an extra pep in my step, and the bell went, and the whole year was lining up in the quad, and my teacher was approaching, and everybody quietened down. And suddenly, Lee said in front of everybody, "Hey, Lindy, your legs are so brown." And I was like, "Oh, thanks, thanks." And I was so chuffed with myself. And then she said, "Next time you should do your arms too."
Rude.
And everybody laughed.
No.
And I was mortified.
You must have been so embarrassed.
I was so embarrassed.
How did you use a whole bottle on just your legs? Damn.
And it didn't dawn on me that if I took my blazer off, my arms would be a different color to my legs. I just wanted the ground to open up and my two-toned body to just be eaten whole.
You're your very own top dick. one-man top dick.
So not to be defeated, right? I went home and asked my mom to get me another bottle of self-tan.
She's really knee deep into it.
I just buckled down. And then that night I applied a monster dose to not only my arms, but my face as well.
No. How did that go?
The next morning I woke up looking like the love child of Donald Trump and that wooden lady from the Plascon varnish ads. Yeah.
Did you go to school?
Yeah. The worst part was, and the really tragic result of this whole thing is that I went to school the next day and I was like, Lee's going to have nothing to say because my arms and my legs and my face is going to be completely brown, which it was. Except for the fact that it was school photo day that day.
No, there's evidence, oh dear.
So that really weird look was forever immortalized on my parents' mantelpiece.
I think that's something you could get cancelled for today.
Which is why I'm not going to be bringing out said photo anytime soon.
Breakfast. Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 6 tot 9. With Bobby and Lindy. Smile. 90.4 FM.